Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Press release. The Jewish entity is the biggest problem in the Muslim countries and its supporters are the biggest problem in the world. Oh, Trump. Translated. Media outlets reported US President Donald Trump's statement about Gaza in which he said, quote, Gaza is a big problem for Israel and the Middle East, unquote. We have not heard any of the insignificant, ignorant Rawabida rulers in the Muslim countries respond to him, telling him that the usurping Jewish entity is the biggest problem in the Muslim countries and that you are the one supplying it with the military machine and political and economic support. You are the biggest problem in the entire world. Your capitalist ideology is the cause of the world's misery and you are the reason for the fragmentation of Muslim countries into feeble states and cardboard entities subservient to you. This arrogant president would not have made such a statement if he had found a single man among the Muslim rulers who would respond to his statement, mobilize armies to eradicate the pariah Jewish entity and bring this blind person of the truth back to his senses and right mind, that it is the Jewish entity that has usurped the blessed land and that it is the entity that is subjecting its people to the worst torture and that its arrogance has even reached neighboring and distant countries. The problem of the Islamic countries began with the destruction of the Khilafah state in 1924 and its division into small, weak states controlled by the colonial kuffar. This was followed by the usurpation of Palestine and the establishment of the pariah Jewish entity there with the help of Britain, then the sponsorship of America and the betrayal of the Muslim rulers who established the Jewish entity, then protected it and prevented the Muslims from liberating Palestine. This is the state of the Rawabida rulers in our countries. Some of them protect the Jewish entity. Some of them openly conclude agreements with it and exchange diplomatic relations with it. Some of them establish relations with it behind the scenes. Some of them complain to the Security Council when its aircraft attack their land and sovereignty. Some of them condemn the resistance of the Muslims to them in Palestine. Some of them participate with it in the siege of the people of Gaza. Some of them entered into the Abraham Accords and all of them confined the armies to their barracks and prevent them from liberating Palestine. And they prevent their people from even expressing their rejection of the genocide in the Gaza Strip. How evil is it what they are doing? We in the central media of Hizb ut-Tahrir convey to Trump and the leaders of the monstrous Jewish entity the good news that this situation will not last. You have seen the shift in global public opinion regarding the crimes of the Jewish entity in Gaza. The Ummah of Islam has realized its cause and is moving rapidly towards establishing its state, the Khilafah, Caliphate state, that fills your hearts with fear and terror. At that time, you will not hear the response from the Khalifa of the Muslims. Rather, you will see massive armies, first of which is with you and the last of which is with him. Hizb ut-Tahrir is leading the Ummah with rapid steps to achieve this goal. So get ready for that which will upset you, for tomorrow is near for those who see it. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.